Cooper Kupp to score 50. It's not going to happen, but I could use him to score 50. Oh, boy. You can check out on Twitter at 1700champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700champ. Website 1700champ.com. You can go on there. You can see what our schedule is for the week. Ton of football. I mean, we had 5 football games on this week. Baseball winding down. Playoff baseball is going to be on as well. And that'll be awesome. And you still have you and I Panthers. So we got a ton going on. But right around the corner, you got basketball, college basketball. You know what that means. You got Kevin Lehman. That's what I'm waiting for. Kevin Lehman talking about college basketball is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. So can't wait for that one as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. If you have something happen, elbow, hip, ankle, knee, hand, shoulder, spine trauma, sport med, urgent injury, they have urgent care. DeMoss Urgent Care. Go to DeMoss.com. You can see what wait times are in Ankeny and in West Des Moines. Ankeny opens earlier, closes earlier. Des Moines opens later, stays open later. You can check both of those out. The greatest thing that's happening right now is they have Des Moines Orthopedic has purchased Engineered Performance. Engineered Performance is an exceptional opportunity to become a leader in elite sports rehabilitation and performance training in Central Iowa. Engineered Performance was born out of frustration with Midwest limited athletic performance training opportunities. As athletes, we've been through the system, cookie cutter programs or less than professional weight training programs with no objective outcomes. We don't want that. Engineered for Performance was designed to provide a specific functional training program for all athletes. We are honored to join Des Moines Orthopedic team of professionals. DeMoss will allow us to elevate our current mission with full service orthopedic sports medicine and now sports performance opportunities, and allows us to better serve athletes in Central Iowa. And that's the great thing about Des Moines Orthopedic is what they do for local athletes. They do a great job. Okay, bread and butter, folks. I mean, I watched college football all day Saturday. It was fun to watch. Man, football, bread and butter, betting. Once again, I think I have 20 on tonight. So I bet 100 this week, depending on what happens. I'm good. I'm whole plus. So it's okay. But tonight it's a tricky one tonight. And it's tricky because I don't know how healthy the Rams are. And I don't know how well Jimmy Garoppolo will play in a big game. My thought process is that he will. The line is -1.5. The over-under is 42.5. Two pretty good defenses. I think it might surprise people and be an over. And I think I'm going to take San Francisco. So I have San Francisco and the over tonight. I'm going to plug that in at the next break. All right, let's talk a little NFL football. And it was a crazy weekend. It started off with the Bengals and Dolphins. Nobody even remembers the game. All they remember is Tua. It's not gone away. It affected the games this weekend. The doctor that let Tua go back out on the field on that first Sunday no longer works, at least in that capacity. This story is not even, I don't even know if it's even into its opening act. There's a lot to unbuckle and look at and do. My assumption is you are not going to see Tua back for a while. But I don't know that. What you saw this weekend was the NFL taking more of a leading role in making sure that this isn't something that's on every news organization all day, every day. That doesn't help the Shield. That doesn't help the betting. That doesn't help anything. So they will make that better. The Vikings and Saints in London. I get it. I get why we go. I don't know why we go so often. It's a tough game. You could just tell that it was a tough game. And it's hard. I don't know if it's because it's hard to prepare. I don't know exactly what all of that is, but you could really tell that some people struggled. It wasn't Andy Dalton was in for Jameis Winston. No, Murray was the running back. Kamara's hurt. Dalvin Cook did okay. Jefferson had 10 catches for 147 yards. Adam Thielen had a good game. He had a good game for me. Oh my gosh. See, here's the next game. And it's my game because it had my Ravens in it. My Ravens, who once again, at halftime, were up 20-10 and never even came, well, they came close to scoring, but you wouldn't know it. I don't know. I'm at home. I mean, if they were at home yesterday and they could have kicked a field goal to tie and kicked the ball off and try to get to overtime at home. If I'm on the road, I probably do what Jim Harbaugh does. I probably would do it even more on the road, or even a slight chance if it's not pouring down rain in Baltimore. I would have done a better job of protecting my quarterback all day. And the thing that I heard the most, and I heard this from a bunch of people texting me, and actually usually those texts are horrific and they're ripping on me about either my picks or my draft or whatever. But they were talking to me about the Ravens, and they're like, the Ravens are in one of those precarious positions right now because they have somebody that's been there that wins games in John Harbaugh. He wins football games. We have a winning team. We've had a winning team for a long time, even in a year last year when we had all the injuries, and the year before, which I still say is a organizational problem, and they have organizational problems. Still should have won that game, but he's going to get Lamar Jackson killed, and it's not easy to do because that's a big man. I saw him do some things yesterday. I mean, he ran away from safeties and corners running down the field. And then I look, and I look at what Miami has done for Tua, and what the Philadelphia Eagles have done for Jalen Hurts, and then I look at what the Baltimore Ravens have done for Lamar Jackson. You have Mark Andrews; he's a tight end. He's not Travis Kelce. He's not, 35 yards down the field guy. They have Rashad Bateman. I mean, they have people that can catch the ball. Here we go. So that is our Scotty, who will be here tomorrow. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. He took the Rams in the over, and I took San Francisco in the over. So we're at least this time we're half and half. We're usually exact opposites. That's funny. Thank you, Scott. I, for one, you fired Wink Martindale, who'd been there for a long time, because you thought the defense was stale. So you went from the defense being stale to losing two 17-point leads in games in your NFL season when you should be the best team in the NFL. And here's my caveat, and I'll say this to Scott tomorrow, I'll say it to whoever else. Lamar Jackson is the best athlete and maybe the best player in the NFL, not in the best situation. Patrick Mahomes is in a better situation. Jalen Hurts is in a better position. Tua's in a better situation. They're a team that has weapons. And I'm not yelling at the defense all the way. The some of the play calling yesterday in drives when you're up was atrocious. And it got to a point where this is the thing that worries me the most about Lamar Jackson, is that he spent a lot of time yesterday, as I call it, since I've been a little kid, spiffballing. Running around going, hey, it's me. I can make plays. I'm just going to – I don't care what they're telling me anymore. I'm just going to spiffball. And he's going to end up getting hurt, or the team's just not going to be very good, which is what they were yesterday in the second half. That was a, for me, that was a very painful loss. Now, the things that you do know is, I mean, they even did a good job on Josh Allen. He had 213 yards. Lamar Jackson had 144 yards. He was the leading rusher, 73 yards. And that's after taking probably 30, 35 yards of sack losses on there. So I don't even know what you say for that game. The New York Giants and the Chicago Bears, I don't get it. I think that Matt Eberflus, however you pronounce his name, I think he's probably a great guy, and he's a good coach. Indianapolis defense doesn't look the same without him being there, so I understand that. You have a young quarterback. You have no, I mean, they the weapons that Baltimore has makes the Chicago Bears weapons look like grade school kids, except for their two. David Montgomery's out because he has nowhere to run either. And their other running back, after having a great week, struggled a little bit. He had 77, 19 attempts for 77 yards. I mean, so not a bad day. I mean, almost 4 yards a carry. Saquon Barkley had 146 yards. He was playing wildcat at the end of the game because Daniel Jones was hurt. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. I think he was in concussion protocol after not even close to what Tua had over the last couple of games. The New York Giants are 3-1. That could be the craziest 3-1 team that you've ever seen in your life, but it's Brian Daboll. And the Chicago Bears have Matt Eberflus. Now, are you telling me that if you take Brian Daboll and you put him with the Bears, and the offensive room isn't that much different. You don't think the Chicago Bears are a better offensive team with him there? I'm not buying into that. The Cleveland Browns lost to the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. I didn't know that was humanly possible. The Jacoby Brissett, I mean, he threw for 234 yards. The Falcons threw for 139. If you look at the stats, you're going, oh my gosh, this was an easy game. But it wasn't. Box score wise, when you look at the box score for the game, if my computer will be nice enough to do that, which it has not at this point in time. But you can, I don't understand. Jacoby Brissett threw for 234. Marcus Mariota threw for 139. They ran for over, my gosh, they almost ran for 200 yards. The Falcons did as well. It just looks bad. I mean, it is team stat wise. It is, I didn't even see turnovers. Two turnovers for Cleveland, one for Atlanta. You don't see how Cleveland loses that game. The Jacksonville Jaguars and the Philadelphia Eagles, if you want to know how good and how far Jacksonville's got, they had a 14-0 lead in that game. Bad weather in that game as well. They ended up losing 29-21 to the Eagles. The Eagles are 4-0. If you don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars are a playoff contending team that can win football games, you're not watching the same stuff I am. The LA Chargers beat the Texans 34-24. Did not look good. Zach Wilson and the Jets, that's Robert Saleh cashing checks, man. He said he was writing down names, so he's got some names out there. They just beat the Steelers. They're 2-2. Breece Hall, 66 yards, a touchdown, a game-winning touchdown. Love that. The Seahawks won 48-45 over the Lions. I'll give you my two thought processes here. Geno Smith is doing amazingly well in Pete Carroll's system, where Russell Wilson is not. I don't think that has anything to do with anything, because I think the Broncos are a train wreck and can't wait to see what they do. The Detroit Lions, I had this stat the other day. I don't know how many points scored, but let's just it right now, if you went into their four games in, if it's 115 points, I think they've scored 115 points and given up 116 points. They just need a better defense. It's not because they're not playing for Coach Dan Campbell, and they're fun to watch. The Titans and Colts, 24-17, ick. If that's what the NFL's looking at, a game that you're going to want people, the Cowboys and Commanders, I'm getting to a point where you just take the Washington Commanders and Daniel Snyder and just not let them play football. It's that bad. I feel bad for some of the players. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Panthers. Baker Mayfield looked really bad. I don't see – they're 2-2. If you – I mean, seriously, if they had Doug Peterson, I think they may be 4-0. I don't know how long they stick with what they're doing. The Raiders beat the Broncos. Russell Wilson threw for 237, two touchdowns. He was their leading rusher at 29 yards. Jacobs had 144. The defense couldn't stop the run. If you can't stop the run, you can't win in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers did not look good against the Patriots, and their Patriots were playing a quarterback that's name was Zappy, and it was like Mac Jones went out, and they brought Mac Jones back in and called him Zappy because they look exactly the same. That was interesting. The game of the day, not a passing of the torch as much, because there's a lot of difference between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And since I'm running out of time here, I'll lead into that in that next segment that we're going to have. That was a great game to watch on how two different quarterbacks can do what they do. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break.
And the Ad Council.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. What a great weekend. Great weekend for sports. Got some golf in. Beautiful outside. It's just a ton of fun. A lot of football. And this is a great time of year. Temperatures change, and the high temp for Iowa State game, K-State this weekend, 54 degrees, 6:30 kick. What could go wrong, right? What could go wrong? Who knows? Let's see. Who do I have today? Let's do Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is a top-notch building control company, making it easier to manage your automated systems, HVAC, security, cameras, water, hot water, I mean, all kind, anything that you can think of. And you can do this from your preferred computer device. It's kind of cool because instead of having to run up there and see, I have a facility that I help manage in Ankeny. And my tech, Jim, is a rock star, and he takes care of everything. But with this computer system, I can see everything. And even though that I'm slowly learning, and Jim is kind enough to say, hey, listen, I don't come and do budgets with you because I don't understand that, because I don't understand the stuff that Jim does either. But I'm trying to learn, and he's a great teacher. But it gives you that opportunity to see what your system's doing, especially for a medical facility. You need to make sure that we have the right level of humidity, the right temperature in different places. And we have 8 different locations up there. It's all in one, but it's all different and spread out. And it's fascinating to see. Woodman Controls is a great company, a great control company. What they're also looking to is their program is good. And I'm bragging about their program. What they do need, I mean, they need people. They need various careers, business development, project managers, field technicians, service technicians. Give them a call, 515-964-0904, or go to woodmancontrols.com. Once again, great company, and they do a lot of good things for a lot of people, and that's what we're always looking for. So A little bit of a look ahead, and I have to say this too. So I heard this morning, and I wanted to be my own psychiatrist today. So in this the second segment in the second hour, it's going to be Dr. Gary talking to Patient Gary. And Patient Gary is coming in going, you know what? I know you're a sports doctor, but this is what I need to know. Is if I'm the Dallas Cowboys and I'm paying my quarterback $40 million a year and he hurts his hand and everybody thinks we're going to be, if he doesn't get back in game five or he doesn't get back in game six or seven or eight, that we're going to be 1-7 or 2-6. And you've won three games in a row with a guy named Cooper Rush, who I'm not an expert, but I do not believe he probably is making $40 million a year. Why in the world am I paying my quarterback $40 million? And, as always, the doctor, the professional, the person with all the knowledge. So now I'm going to talk in the lower voice and talk that way. Well, Gary, the pressure's not the same because he doesn't have the same pressure that Dak Prescott does, because number one, Dak Prescott is the face of the franchise besides Jerry Jones, which is another problem, but we don't have enough time for that. And number two is they've simplified the offense, they've magnified the defense, and they've magnified the running game along with him running a little bit more. He has been an amazing fill-in. And to be really honest with you, teams have 3 years of film. And this is a huge deal. This is the thing that people don't understand about the NFL. The more film they have on you, the more they can control you. And that's why when you're looking at people like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and some of these guys, your Josh Allen's and that crew, the fact that they continue to do what they do is amazing, because you're giving 8 to 15 guys a whole week to do nothing but look at film. Think about that. And it's film with sound. So they're hearing cadence, they're hearing words, they're hearing, I mean, that's all they're doing. They have people sitting in a room and that's all they're doing. Expectations on Cooper Rush aren't big. He's gone out and the team's bought in and they picked their game up. And the thing that they did that a lot of backup quarterbacks don't do, he's not trying to do too much and they're trying to do as much as they can. And it's working. If they'd have went 0-3, 0-4, 0-5, and now they're sitting at 1-6, then the pressure to bring Dak Prescott is big. Now it's not. Now Dak Prescott, and see, that's the thing. People are like, well, now Dak Prescott's going to want to get. Okay, once again, I get that they're professional athletes, and I get that in their minds, they are, I got to be on the field, and I'm getting paid $40 million a year. I am not going out there until I'm healthy, especially that they still have me in the game. If we're, what are they? They are, let me do my. I thought I had that, and I don't. I'm going to get it right now. Here's my standings right here. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-1. Even if he could get them to six games, and they are 3-3, I'm okay with that. The only other person below me is the Giants. The Giants aren't going to be – they're going to be 3-3 probably at best. Philadelphia's going to lose some games. Jalen Hurts, people – that's the thing with Jalen Hurts too, and it's the same that happened with Tua. It's the same that happens with Lamar Jackson. It's the same that happens. And I'll explain this in a second. It's the same that happens to everybody, except for sometimes it doesn't happen to Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And the reason I didn't add Aaron Rodgers in there is because Aaron Rodgers, it's more of his weaponry changes. His weaponry is not with these other guys, even though that Patrick Mahomes has changed. But that's so the doctor in me is saying, listen, continue to let him do what he's doing. Now that he's 3-1, the worst case scenario is we're 3-3 when Dak comes back. That gives him five games to have his finger heal. I'm telling you right now that I'm going to click Dallas' schedule right here. If I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I want my dude to be, I want him to be way, 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 way healthy. And I've got, what do I have? So I am 3-1. I have the Rams. I have the LA Rams next Sunday. I have the Eagles on the following Sunday. I have Detroit and I have Chicago and I got a bye. There is no way that I'm bringing Dak Prescott back against the Rams or the Philadelphia Eagles with their defenses and get him hurt again. And then I let him come back against Detroit and Chicago. Then I have a bye, and then we're at Green Bay, and I'm back in business. And Cooper Rush has given him that opportunity. And you have to give some of this to the coaching staff as well. And nobody in Dallas wants to give any kind of credence to Mike McCarthy because they want Sean Payton or they want this or they want that. That's just being greedy. So I think that's just silliness. Okay, so I got seven minutes here, right on the nose. I think the best team in the AFC East is the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what Tua's diagnosis is. I can almost guarantee you there's no way in the world that the NFL can let him come. I don't care if he finds somebody to clear himself. I don't know how the players union and the NFL agree on letting him come back. This is not a fight just for the Miami Dolphins to get Tua back on the field. This is a fight between the players union and the NFL and safety of its players. And the players were wronged. And even though it was just Tua, it's never just a person. They were wronged. And somebody, firing one guy is not enough. It's not enough. And the fact that you saw things in them taking people out and during this weekend, a lot of people said were overreaction. I don't think it's an overreaction. The up-and-comer in this is Robert Saleh. I mean, seriously, right now, and this is going to sound, oh my gosh, crazy, and I'm going to be oh my gosh crazy. I don't know if I'd rather be the New York Jets or the New England Patriots. I think the New York Jets may have more talent. And everybody thought, well, this New England Patriot team, and this New England Patriot team is a well-built machine that thought it had four superstars or five superstars. And it's a well-built machine that has good football players. I don't know how you went. At no point in time yesterday, no matter who was in there, did it look like they were going to beat Aaron Rodgers, even though the Green Bay Packers did not look good either, and their defense might not be as good as what people thought, and Aaron Rodgers still doesn't trust people, and thank goodness, and he is one of our locally owned in Alan Lazard. That dude's a man. When they ran big plays, he was a part of it. When they needed a big play, he's a part of it. When they needed a first down, he's a part of it. When they needed a big catch, he's the part of it. And I think Aaron Rodgers understands that just as well. And the other kids are going to get better. That Green Bay wide receiving core is a lot better than what people give credit for. They just don't have a very nice, they just don't have an easy leader. When you're looking at Cleveland, Baltimore, I don't know, Baltimore, I'm sorry. And I said things about John Harbaugh. I get it. He's a winner. We've been winning. You can't have most teams that do what we've done so far this year. We're not going to make the playoffs. And they're going to get Lamar Jackson hurt. Either one of those two things don't happen, he can't come back. And that's a Baltimore Ravens fan telling you that. And I'm a huge John Harbaugh fan. I love Patrick Mahomes. But do not kid yourself. I would love to see what Mike McDaniel could do for Lamar Jackson in Miami. I would love to see what Andy Reid could do with Lamar Jackson. That's Patrick Mahomes, but bigger, faster, stronger. And that's, I don't think that Lamar Jackson has anywhere near the imagination and the wherewithal to do what Patrick Mahomes does. And we'll get to that here in just a second. I still think Cincinnati might be the best team in that conference, even though they had a rough start. I mean, they're a long snapper getting hurt away from being 3-1, and they had a chance to win their other game as well. They could be 4-0 right now, and everybody be talking about the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl and looking to get them back. I think Cincinnati is the cream of that. I like where Jacksonville's at. They're scoring points. They're not allowing a lot of points. They're the only one in the division that is has a plus on differential on scoring. Indianapolis is a train wreck. Houston is a train wreck. Kansas City yesterday, they went to Tampa Bay in not great situation with everything that's going on in Tampa Bay. And once again, prayers, thoughts, everything. I watched stuff this weekend. I mean, you're sitting there, people in condos that are three stories up, that three quarters of their window looking out is water. They look like they're in a aquarium. It was unbelievable. I'm never going to trust the LA Chargers because I don't trust their coach. I don't trust Denver's coach. And Las Vegas, I'm a Josh McDaniel fan because I think he's put up with a lot of stuff in New England where he probably should have gotten more credit than what he did. But every time he tries to go out on his own, it just doesn't work out. And I don't know what that means. And I don't know what that means for him. But I don't think they're a real – I think they have talent, but I don't know how good a football team they are. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are for real. I think Jalen Hurts is for real. And here's the difference between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens. They went out and got him weapons and then got him a weapon and then got him a weapon and even threw a weapon away in Jalen Reagor, who they spent a first-round draft pick on, and got him more weapons. I like where the Dallas Cowboys sits and the Giants and the Redskins. The Giants don't even have a quarterback for this weekend right now. Daniel Jones, I don't know if can go, and Tyrod Taylor has to get out of concussion protocol. I still haven't seen the same Minnesota team that beat Green Bay, but they are 3-1. I think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think Green Bay does. What Chicago Bears have done to Justin Fields is a disservice of leaps and bounds, much worse than Daniel Jones, because the Chicago Bears should be better. And the Detroit Lions, I still love Dan Campbell. I don't know what to do. This was such a big-time losing organization for so long that he hasn't won that one bout, that one fight yet. And I think he's going to get there, and I think he's going to be okay. Tampa Bay needs to get their offensive line fixed. Tom Brady is struggling with that. He's still hitting people. And when they give him time, he can make things happen. I don't know what to think of Atlanta. Carolina is bad. New Orleans is bad. You got rid of an offensive guru, and you don't have a quarterback because Jameis Winston isn't it. Taysom Hill isn't it. And there's nobody out there. Andy Dalton isn't it. The LA Rams need to stay healthy. The Arizona Cardinals are a train wreck. Seattle Seahawks are... They've been outscored by 20. I don't know. I don't think they're a good football team. And the San Francisco 49ers, they can change that right now. They could be 2-2. Everybody in that division is 2-2. And San Francisco might have the most healthy talent out there. Whew. There's my NFL rundown. I got some potpourri coming up about some of the things that went on over the week. And you're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back. Last segment.
This season
and the Ad Council.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, and once again, happy Monday. It's that time. Drive safely home. I'm trying to get you. It's some rush hour. I'm trying to get you home by 6. I am hoping, as we speak, that I may be picking up some Jethro's at 6:20 for dinner. Thank you, Jennifer. Say hi to Nana and DJ. Hope everybody's feeling okay. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. I got all the podcasts up. listen, had some good ones last. I think I did 2 weeks worth. Had some good ones. Been having lots of fun. So I want to remind everybody that we have Rams 49ers tonight. What a huge game. Just talking right there. I mean, San Francisco wins that game tonight. They're 2-2. That whole Western Conference in the NFC is 2-2. And that's an LA Rams San Francisco fight for the rest of the year. If they let the Rams get to 3-1 and they go to 1-3, don't know about that one. We'll have to see how it goes. I want to take time to thank the sponsors of the show: Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Northwest Bank, and Iowa Cubs, along with Come and Go and BetMGM. Glad to have all of you aboard and enjoying what we do. I need longer arms. My microphone's over here, and I need longer arms where I'm heading. Let's see. So I said I was going to do some potpourri. Let me look, too. I'm trying to get I have this one here to see. I have Zach Steenblok is going to be coming in on Wednesday this week. John Schaefer is looking, hopefully, to come in on Thursday, I think is where we left it, the last that I saw. I also have B Styles for the next 2 weeks. I have him on Thursdays. David Eicholt is coming in on Thursday. And Maddie Nelson is coming in on Friday at 5 to give me my psychiatric exam on my feelings about the Iowa State Cyclone season. I gave you a lot of them today, and I'm feeling pretty good, but there's times when I'm not. And then I work my way through, and having somebody maybe like Maddie Nelson can help me get through that. So that's what we have coming up this week. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. I do believe we're here both Tuesday and Thursday this week, so we'll keep on keeping on. I think I hit everything there. I wanted to do a little bit of potpourri, and here's one of the things I thought about today, because I saw this today, and I was thinking to myself, okay, this really isn't fair. How would you like to be, I don't know, a 126-pound wrestler, and you're looking for the wrestling season to start here pretty soon? You're probably, what, three, four weeks away, maybe sooner, but I'm thinking, man, NCAA basketball, in NBA basketball, men's, women's, WNBA, everything. And then you throw some wrestling on top of that. Oh my goodness, I can't wait. And you're wrestling it at 126. You're like, man, you know what? Kind of open. I mean, some guys are gone. Man, I have a shot. And then somebody went, Spencer Lee's coming back for his COVID year. What? No, he's not. Yep. Oh, my goodness. How fun is Iowa wrestling going to be watching Spencer Lee come back after what all the things that he's been through? That's crazy. And it's going to be interesting. And kudos. Seriously, kudos to him. I mean, come on. What else can you say? So I'm going to do some quick potpourri here, but I have some on here that I wanted to do. Patrick Mahomes became the fastest person to 20,000 yards. If you seen him last night, you saw him at his absolute best. That when there is no play, he can make a play. When there's a play that he needs to make, he makes a play. When it's an easy play, he makes the play. When it's a hard play, he makes the play. When it's an impossible play, he makes the play. That is a really good football team. Now, as with every other good football team in there we talked about earlier, they have to stay healthy. And I still think he could use to have a couple of better weapons, but we'll see what happens. You did have some coaches get fired this weekend. You're probably going to have some more. You're getting close to the NFL time where some coaches, listen, it didn't work out for Matt Rhule in the NFL. Matt Rhule's going to rebound. He can go back to coaching in college if he wants. He has enough money. He's going to get paid. He's a good coach. It just didn't work out. It doesn't work out for a lot of people in the NFL. NFL, for everything, coaching, general managing, playing, all of it, not for long. And that's just what it is. It's exciting. It's fun. It's the best there is, and it's brutal and unforgiving and all those things. And those two things are polar opposites of each other. And I think that's why we love it so much. Kenny Pickett took over for Coach Mike Tomlin at halftime. And if you'd have seen this part, you'd have went, well, that's pretty good. He went 10 for 13 for 120 yards with two rushing touchdowns. And his three passes from his 10 and 13 were all three interceptions. Okay, he's a rookie. Thrust into a thing. Listen, I've watched at least two out of Pittsburgh's four games. I think everybody's played four games now, except for tonight. And Mitchell Trubisky does not look like a quarterback that you can win football games with. He looks like a quarterback that you can manage games and get you from one point A to one point B, but the problem is you have to get from A to Z, and he can't do that. I mean, that's the easy way to look at that. If you missed us yesterday, TJ Hockenson is healthy, and he is running the world in the tight end room right now. He had a great game yesterday. So excited for him to be able to get back to where he was. Getting back to Paul Chris being let go by Wisconsin. I thought they should have hired Jim Leonard when they had that opening. He has been a soldier there. He played there. He's played underneath people. Give him a chance. If he can't do it, I totally get go outside the box, do something, but give the guy a chance. I think the kids love him, and I hope he can do it. I do think Matt Rhule is going to get a job. I think he's going to get a big job. And the biggest if out there is, what if Deion Sanders wants to go somewhere? I don't know where Deion Sanders wants to go, but if Deion Sanders wants to go somewhere, and I don't necessarily think that he wants to be Florida State's savior. It just doesn't seem like that's something that he's wants to do or is up for. Or maybe he's seen the writing on the wall and goes, I don't know. That'll be very interesting. Most receptions this year, gaining 10 plus yards. AJ Brown is a man, 21. Tyreek Hill has 18. Hollywood Brown has 17. Man, Hollywood Brown. What team was he on that could use 17, 10 plus? Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens, and they let him go. Jamar Chase and Stephon Diggs. Makes sense. All of them, to a certain extent, have quarterbacks get throw the ball down the field. I get that. I did see, so the kickoff time for the Kansas State game for the Cyclones is 6:30. Watching when they play Texas, that game is going to be 11 a.m. kickoff for that one. This was an interesting one. It is a Haslam Metrics rating for basketball. It's pretty deep. It gets into a lot of saber metrics. The best team they have is Gonzaga. So I'm going to give you the top 10, and that is Gonzaga, Baylor, Arizona, Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Houston, Tennessee, Duke, Villanova. Then you go Texas at 11, Auburn at 12, Virginia at 13, Texas Tech at 14. And what do I see here? University of Iowa Hawkeyes at 15. Saber metrics likes the Iowa Hawkeyes. Steen's sabermetrics likes the Iowa Hawkeyes for different reasons than a lot of people do. A lot of people are like, well, Chris Murray is going to be his brother, and he's going to be his brother Keegan, and everything's going to be fine. Patrick McCaffrey is a key. Outside shooting is a key. So Peyton Samford's a key. Point guard's a key. There's a lot of different things out there that need to work. Justin Fields, my last one, that I feel sorry for Justin Fields, and I think Chicago Bears are even a bigger train wreck than before. Justin Fields was under pressure on 51.4% of his dropbacks. On plays where he was kept clean, he went 10 for 14 for 168. That's a system problem. That's a coaching problem. You're listening to Steen on Sports 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. See you tomorrow.